Hi everyone, this is Cherry and you're listening to Christ Centered Change. Today we're going to talk about basically being balanced and not letting thoughts of our weight loss journey consume our minds. So I'm going to read a scripture. I'm going to start at Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, and I'm going to read through 34. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So I think this scripture brings our spirit in balance, and it basically elevates our spirit and humbles, demotes our thoughts of this world, right? The things of this world. And I think the relevance of it to weight loss journey is, yes, we plan, we want to make healthy choices, and we have a plan. But at the same time, it should not be the meditation of our heart. We should be seeking the kingdom of God, right? And its righteousness, those righteous things of God. So make sure that your thoughts are centered on God and not just consumed with weight loss. And that's just my encouragement, because I know some people they may feel that they're rushed, or they're rushing themselves to a goal, and because they really want it. But be balanced, and I guess that goes into the fruits of the Spirit, being patient, right, for it to come. Because I think when we're not patient, then we start to have more thoughts about whatever we're trying to do, right? Because we haven't mastered patience, therefore we keep thinking about something. So I think it's connected. So if we can be patient, then our thoughts wouldn't consume our mind, because we understand the value of waiting for it, so we don't have to think about it so much. So I guess this is just to encourage you to be balanced, right? Not to just constantly think about what you're going to eat for today, what you're going to drink, what you should have, what you shouldn't have. If you make a mistake and eat the wrong thing, don't dwell upon that, because our thoughts should be centered towards God. So if you find yourself with your thoughts centered towards your weight loss journey, no, that's a problem, right? Because some of this is that you're resting in the grace of God, right? So make sure that your thoughts are on God. It's a psalm. I'll put it in the description box. But David says, on your word do I meditate both day and night. And just remember that. Keep God the center of your life and your thoughts. Make sure you keep him the center of your thoughts, because if God is the center of your thoughts, then he should be the center of your life. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. And always find the joy.